This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport, here's the best, cutest website, flypsp.com. They're sharing the fact that 2022 was officially the busiest year on record for Palm Springs International Airport, with nearly 3 million passengers served. Last year's total passenger count beat the previous record set in 2019 by over 16%, and the airport also set new records for flights and available seats. Kudos, everybody wants to be here, for heaven's sakes. Buy property.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
Okay, in the treasure chest, passes to the Camelot Theaters. You're going to see a free movie, best popcorn in town, psculturalcenter.org. 325-6565. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. It's owned by Todd, who owns our maracas. $20 gift certificate. Joey Pals, all I can say is it's like a trip down Route 66. It's the old gas pumps, the old signs that you used to see along the side of the road, and fabulous breakfasts. Oh, my stars. JTSDiner.com, 674-7600. More restaurants. Lu Chow's, you've got a gift certificate in the Rim Rock Shopping Center. Lu Chow's, Palm Springs.com, 655-0045. And that's owned by Dan Gore. Let me tell you, folks, he's tried different chefs. He's really got it going now. Have the, what do you call the soup? Wonton soup. It's a whole meal. It's wonderful. I may keep that one.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And Dan's other restaurant, Oscars Cafe and Bar, right up the street from us, on Tockwitz. Shows every day, please. Great food. I love the Caesar salad with grilled shrimp. Yum. Swallow. OscarsPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. And it works this way. Anne doesn't have any children. I've forgotten how many Tracy has. Two. Oh. Scott's holding up two fingers. I think Tracy has one son. She has one. Scott doesn't have any, so one two plus cats. Joey's three. Yeah, cats. We love our cats.
We love them.
We'll take the fourth caller, Joey Pals. 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark. Get ready. Get set. Go. I've been saying all I ever wanted to do was sing and have babies. So I sort of had babies and sang a lot of lullabies. But then I got to sing like a grown-up, too, and entertain you. And thank you, God, it's been pretty good. And thank you for being there with me 28 years. Whoa. We say hello to Scott Slavin from
Palm Springs Art Museum.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, Joey. Good to see you.
I say your name right now. How many years did I used to call him Scott Slavins.
Yeah.
Remember, I added an S.
That's okay.
That's okay.
You've had it down for quite a while.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. What's going on over there? Wonderful things.
Oh, all kinds of things.
Tell us how the Gala went last Saturday.
So we had our biggest fundraiser of the year, our art party gala, last Saturday night. It sold out. It was an amazing night. We offered, it happened in the in the museum, but what we did was we offered different galleries where people could have their table set up, so for private dining experiences.
Ooh.
And we honored Philip K. Smith III, who is a an artist that I hate to say a local artist because he's very well known everywhere.
But, international.
Internationally known. He's amazing, and we have an exhibition of his work right now.
And describe it to me again.
He works with a lot with light, and
I know.
Yeah, he does these very complicated. They're sort of sculptures, I guess you could call them, but they change. Like, they're circular things, and you'll stare at it, and next thing you know, all these different hues are happening. And
have you ever seen Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Tracy and Hepburn?
Oh, of course. Okay. Sydney Poitier. Yeah.
Do you remember when her niece, whose name is Joey, goes into the art gallery, and there's that hideous artwork that's with lights?
I don't.
And Sydney Poitier turns it off and on.
Oh, I don't
watch
remember
it
that.
Again.
Okay.
I think of it every time, and it's not pretty. Philip K. Smith's works are
beautiful,
phenomenal.
Yeah.
And every time you talk about it,
how
I
funny.
Picture that it looks like something done with Tinker Toys that a child would do.
No, this is
no,
very
I
sophisticated
know.
And complex. Yeah,
and
it's,
I always
want
to tell you to check it out and guess who's coming to dinner.
I will.
Do.
It's on Turner Classic Movies all the time. I'll look for it.
I love it. Philip K. Smith.
Yeah, so Philip's exhibition is going on strong. Everybody, I think, is really loving it. It's
How long
so
will
wonderful.
It be there?
It will be there till May 7th, I believe, is the date. We have a new exhibition starting in February, an artist named Taj Rust, T-A-J-H.
I Taj.
Kept flipping the J and the H around in all the press stuff, but
Rush.
I finally got it down. Rust, like rusty,
yes,
you know, like rust.
Nails.
He's an African-American artist who does these really extraordinary portraits. He's part of our Outburst Project residency program, and his so he's working on paintings now that he's going to be showing starting, I believe it's February 16th. I'm 99% sure.
Outburst.
Yeah. Yeah,
residency.
It's our Outburst Project residencies. We bring in artists as the third iteration who work at the museum for a month or so and then have some incredible work.
What a great idea.
It's great. Yeah.
And what a great name. It says so much. Outburst
Project. Yeah.
Outburst Project.
It's
the residency.
And it's great to see, you know, mostly they're younger artists and to see
yes.
that, you know, just kind of coming onto the scene. So that's really great. We also have, February is a big month for us because it's Black History Month, and we have activities throughout the month, mostly on Thursday night, which I think most people know. The museum is free from 5 to 8 on Thursdays, supported by the City of Palm Springs, and we have a lot of Black History Month activities planned with the Palm Springs Black History Month Committee. They really help us every year in doing free activities.
But you're not going to put things out just for Thursday. Aren't they going to be
up
all month?
No, well, we have an exhibition called Resistance that's going to be up the entire month, February 2nd through, I think, March 5th, of local artists, African-American artists, their work. It's going to be really interesting. Then on the Thursday nights, there's a lot of things. There's a play one night. This is all free. There is a performance. I'm going to mess this guy's name up. Musical performance.
Like, I'll know.
I'll try. Evan Trey, I think. He has a unique way of spelling this. He's a really cool rapper. Evan Trey and the show.
A rapper?
Yeah. We have
one Thursday night.
A playwright named France Luce Benson. She's going to give a really special lecture. She's from Haitian American.
So we're having a play, a rapper,
yeah.
a lecture.
The play is called The Other Side. It's by a local playwright. It deals with a relationship between two women of different races who are just grow up best of friends, and then an act of violence happens in their community, and it affects their friendship. So that sounds good.
Sounds
her
like
name
Chicago.
Is Nia Sharon Campbell. She's
what
a local
name.
Yeah, isn't that? She's a local playwright. So all of these are free for the lecture and for the theater performance. You do have to register online, secure your tickets. But it's all free. And then also included in all this is the third Sunday of every month, we have what we call Family Plus. It is free admission from 1 to 5. It is. We have workshops. We have all kinds of activities for kids. And not just kids, though. A lot of older people, teens all the way on up, are taking part of these.
I remember you telling us
about
that and some of the things the kids get to do, and we all said, well, we want to do that.
I know. We had comic book making last time. And,
comic book making?
We had all kinds of special artwork. And
do kids still read comic books?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're still
I've got some that are very valuable.
Ooh.
Like Superman and Batman that... If I'm 77, they're...
Have you had them for a long time?
Uh-huh.
Wow. you know, the first Superman that sold for something like, I don't know, $4 million or something.
Let me make myself a note.
Go through the files, Joey. You could be sitting on a fortune.
Go to comic books. I wrote it down. I wouldn't have thought of that if you hadn't brought it up. Yeah. I know exactly where they are.
Great. I also wanted to note that for Modernism Week, the museum is going to be open beyond our regular hours. You know, currently we're only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we'll be open, I think, from the 16th to the 26th. We will be open every day except the Wednesday that sits in the middle of that. I'm sorry, I can't remember. I think it's the 22nd.
Of February. Let's look.
Because we have to.
Wednesdays are the 8th, the 15th. And the 22nd.
Yeah, it is the 22nd. So
not the 22nd.
No, the guys, the facility crew's got to have some time to clean. But we'll be main museum will be open for, I think, the 16th through the 26th. And also the Architecture and Design Center will also have extended hours. So please come on out.
Now I want to know about the food.
Of the food at the gala?
Yes. No, you better tell me there's food at the museum.
Yes, on Thursday nights on the Mark, which you might know from downtown. They're right around the corner from, is that the Tommy Bahamas, I think? Yeah, right there.
I think so.
They have a cash bar, and you can get food and snacks there every Thursday night. And I believe, I don't know if they're going to be on the Family Plus this time. We've been sort of been alternating some vendors, but there's always food on the Family Plus on the Sundays.
And you don't have the Persimmon restaurant anymore?
No, we do.
Oh, you do? Okay, tell me. Thank goodness. Tell me about that. I can't spell persimmon.
P-E-R-S-I-M-M-O-N.
Really?
Took me a while, too. I kept putting two R's. I don't know why.
Okay.
No, Persimmon Bistro is still there. We're just looking at changing operations a little bit so that we can offer more catering support and things like that for our events and for our client events.
I've had stuff
like that.
Their stuff was great. Their food was wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great space. Great food. Yeah,
little space.
You can sit outside in the sculpture garden on nice days, the kitchen. Yes. Well, we do have some space. We might be expanding a little bit for the kitchen. So yeah. So some updates. I'll probably have updates on that the next time I'm here.
Okay. Now, what do I need to know that I don't know? Curtain number one was we got a report on the gala that was last week, and we talked about Philip K. Smith, and his light exhibition is still there until May 5th. We talked about...
May 7th, I think, but that's okay.
May 7th?
Yeah, it's a ways off.
What did I say?
5th. That's okay. Cinco de Mayo.
I'm looking at May 7th. Gosh. Then curtain number two was Taj Rust.
Yes, you got
Close
it.
Close enough.
You got it.
He's doing an outburst project. It's their residency. He'll be there for a month. Mm-hmm. I love that.
He does all portraits.
Portraits. Okay. Curtain number three was Black History Month. And Thursday's still the free admission to the museum, mm-hmm. thanks to the city. But they're doing something called Resistance.
That's the name of the art exhibition.
Yes.
I believe the national theme for Black History Month is Resistance this year.
It says volumes.
Or Resist. Or
and it's started on the 2nd, and it'll run through
March
5th.
Yes.
Okay. Then we talked about free plays on one of those Thursdays, a free rapper on one of those Thursdays, a free lecture on one of those Thursdays. Is that right?
That's correct. The rap performance is sort of the closing night performance, so that's the last Thursday there. I believe that is the 20th. I don't have my camera.
What do you want? The last?
The last Thursday of February is
30th.
The 23rd.
No, 23rd. That's right. It's a short month.
That's when Evan does his performance. The play is on the February 9th, and the lecture is on the February 16th.
And the last time is that the third Sunday's free. Family Plus.
Yes.
We did it. What's the website? What's the phone number?
The website is psmuseum.org. Phone number is 760-322-4800.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Oh, thank
Always
you.
Always nice to have you
Great
here.
Great to see you.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours says there are 7 days in a week, someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. Can you name them? At prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Go with me to Dubai in March. Phone 3221247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Then, AIM Mail Center. You know where they are? They're on 1775 East Palm Canyon Drive. They're closed Sundays. Here's some of the things you can have done over there. Key cutting, bulk shredding, besides just getting your mail, right? DHL services, international packaging. And then if you're going to go to Dubai with me in March, passport photos and renewals. Check it all out at aimmailcenters.com over there in Smoketree. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership just for us. This is what she wants us to know. As of January 21st through February 18th, it's the Aquarius sun sign. Aquarians may find they have to pay more attention to finances. They're not alone, are they? It may seem that the money goes out as fast as it comes in. They're not alone, are they? 1 minute on top of the world, the next worrying about bills. They're not, you know. Okay, check it all out with Dana. Go to astrologyworldnews.com. The Desert Water Agency, DWA.org. Current water restrictions include no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org/save. If you need help paying your water bill, go to DWA.org/H2O. And for grass removal for low-income residents, DWA.org/grass. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O Visions, says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his beautiful sanctuary, my word, overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. $95 for a 90-minute reading. Gifted spiritual consultant. Call 401-1810 or visit Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Mount San Jacinto and the Palm Springs Aerial Tram have had fresh snow. Just look out the window. Guests can expect over 15 inches for sledding, building a snowman, and fun throughout February. Tickets available for purchase upon arrival on a first-come, first-served basis. And to check the latest weather forecast, go to pstramway.com/tramcam. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn. I want some. Here's what's going on right now. Soulful Sundays with Keisha D. That's weekly from 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Monday, Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi, weekly from 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Tuesday, Jazz on the second floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective, weekly from 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Tuesday, the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series. It's biweekly, 7 p.m. in Theater 3. And Thursday, Razzle Dazzle, a Broadway review. It's 2 times a month at 7 p.m. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.com. joeyenglish.org. Thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, the Joey English Talk of Stars. Until then, you be well and all the best.